number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We're live at Assembly Food Hall just across the street from Bridgestone Arena here at 5th and Broadway. We are hanging out. You can come and see us and say hello. We would love that for sure. We're excited to be here. We're going to eat in a little bit. The Pharmacy Burger, they have a spot here at Assembly Food Hall. They're on the level 2 south, and the Pharmacy Burger is medicine for the soul. Pharmacy Burgers are made from regionally sourced beef or turkey. They're raw-edged and flat, so you can pile on the toppings and cut them easily in case you want to share. Pharmacy Burger is a Nashville favorite for a reason, so definitely come check that out in all the great places here at Assembly Food Hall as the SEC tournament day number 2 will get underway.
It is, and there's on the back side over there, that's look over the kind of the courtyard area, there's a ton of Kentucky fans. Kentucky doesn't play till they had the late game tonight, but yeah. They're already,
I mean, they were here yesterday
in droves. Yeah. Yep. And what's cool back there, it was like 12 ladies, like older ladies, like in their 60s, like come down for that, and they're excited. So that'd be a lot of fun. But, yeah, Assembly Food Hall, man, this place is it's really nice in here, really nice.
So I saw a tweet that made me laugh because NFL free agency, everything is now becoming official because the new league year has begun as of yesterday. Jay Reacher, who is a longtime reporter and radio host down in Tampa Bay, tweeted this: "We're at the point of NFL free agency where your team signs a backup that they have never heard of, and the entire fan base thinks it was a fantastic signing."
That's every year, though, right? That's every single year they do that. Except for the Titans, who get Dan Moore, and they're like, huh? What? Who? It's okay. It's okay if you've never heard of these linemen they've signed. It's okay. Because I think they did well.
No, I think they did well. I like this. And the Titans are starting to make these moves official, as they have tweeted out. Kevin Zeitler has signed with the team on a one-year deal, and so that I love that move because you get a veteran guard. You, the right side definitely got a lot better because you're moving J.C. Latham over to his natural position of right tackle, so I think you're going to feel a lot better about that side of the ball. They're making these Cody Barton. They have made that official as he has signed with the team. And the linebacker, they have made Dan Moore official.
Dan Moa.
As he has signed with the team, Johnny Hecker, the punter. So is he going to wear number 10?
Hecker?
Yeah, he was number 10.
Yeah, he's a punter. I don't care what he wears.
I actually feel better about that because quarterbacks and receivers wearing number 10, that's done. I'm just saying right now, like I'm not allowing it anymore.
Okay, yeah, we throw a punter. It's a punter, right?
Yeah. Blake, is it Hance, who's an offensive lineman? They signed him. They made that official. So,
who's the pass rusher they got? That's the 1 year deal. I forget his name.
Draymond Jones.
There we go.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
Draymond Jones.
Yeah, Draymond Jones. Yeah, I like that move. And look, a lot of these guys are 1 year deals. But I will point this out, and I'll credit Jared for this because he said it to me first, and he even kind of hinted at it on Twitter last night. If you go and look at all these guys they have signed, they have one very important thing in common.
1 year deals.
Nope. Because Dan Moore is on a 4 year deal.
All the guys?
Yep.
I have no idea.
They play. They don't miss time. They play all the snaps. Like they're getting guys that aren't hurt. They're getting guys that aren't going to be out, you know, that they're starters. They're coming in,
right.
They're playing all the snaps. He said that yesterday and I was like, man, you're right.
So Ridley was out because of gambling and mental health, right?
Yeah.
So I don't criticize a man who's out for taking care of his mental
health. No, but I mean, but I'm saying in past years they've either signed hurt players or they get guys and they get hurt here. And look, that could happen here. But like, Zeitler doesn't miss time. You know, Dan Moore doesn't miss time.
Right. You got a good point there.
That I think that's really, really important that you're getting guys that you can rely on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point because, you know, Moore is a playoff tackle, I mean, with the Steelers, and he did well. I don't know the shunning of that guy. I mean, that guy is a good player, man. And look, you're not going to get Anthony Munoz or Jackie Slater. Those guys they're not around anymore. You get serviceable guys at left tackle who could play, and I think it's a great signing.
Joe, I have to read a text from my mother.
Oh, yeah.
She says, Joe needs to back off saying older ladies in their 60s. We are young at heart and fun, and he's going to be there soon, Grandpa.
Well, I know that, but if I'd have come out and said, hey, there's some ladies back there, you're thinking, oh, you know, the 25, 28 years old. No, these are ladies, older ladies. And I don't like using the word elderly.
I know.
Because that's just – but they were – I mean, they were in their 60s.
Hold on to that shovel. Just keep digging.
Which is fine. But I love – they're all having a good time and laughing back. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'd have said a bunch of ladies back there, you're assuming they're 25, 27 years old. And they weren't.
Look,
they were
– I will to my
so
mom –
so what's the word we use?
I don't know. Seasoned?
God, that's worse.
I don't know.
That's, text him in case and give him the grief.
I mean, look, it's funny. I will – people will ask me how old my mom is, and I'll just go like, she's still in like her 50s or 40s.
Right,
you know
okay.
I mean? She acts like it. So,
age
is but a number.
Thank you for that, because that brings up Charles Robinson today was talking about Dan Moore. It's like, well, he's 26 and a half.
I know.
And, I'm like, Charles, shut your mouth. Let's stop with the age narrative. Let's stop doing all this. Hell, Jerry Rice was productive into his 30s, more than almost he was in his 20s. It's just a number. I go back to this real quick. Now you got me pissed.
Good.
Prince was having his birthday, 40 years old, Prince the musical genius. And this reporter said, hey, I hear you got a birthday coming up soon. He said, I do? She said, yeah, it's a big birthday for you. He's like, I have no idea. She said, well, you're kidding. What do you mean you don't know? He's like, uh-uh. He goes, the older we get, people put values and judgments on how old you are. So if you think somebody's 40 years old, by all accounts, you think I should retire.
Right.
She's like, well, no, I'm not saying that. And he's like, that's why I don't do ages.
I just
don't do ages. And so, you know, like, he's 26 and a half. Well, Derrick Henry is still kicking ass over 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Stop with the age.
It's funny, like in talking about sports and covering sports, when a guy hits 30, it's like, all right, their career's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm 37. I was thinking about this while driving in. Like, I'm 37. And I was like, you know what? If I was an athlete, if I was a pro athlete, like, I'd be definitely on the back nine. I mean, I'd be on probably, like, hole 16
That's
at
fine.
This point. But
are you quitting?
No. But, I mean, it's just like it's almost like an indictment. What was that?
I was going to play a funny joke, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh. Go ahead. Play it. Boy, the setup was better than the actual joke itself.
Yeah, sorry.
Look, no, listen. Look at Stamkos the other night. He was playing great. Game winner against San Jose. Did you look at him and think, God, he's 35.
He's 34. Put him in the old folks home.
Yeah, he's done. No, he played his butt off the other night. And that's the thing, is that stopped doing this. The guys are just doing great things when they get past 30 years old. It's just this stupid thing in our head that we got to say, well, he's 30. Not happening. It just drives me insane.
Yep. I get it.
So today so far we've made mom mad, which is not good.
She's not mad.
And we've pissed off some Tennessee fans saying Nico's overrated. So
oh, I
it's
know.
A good day.
I know.
We're not intentionally doing this. It's just our opinions.
I do love that there was one Tennessee fan that said, Nico had his first year as a starter and won 10 games in the SEC, and you think he's overrated?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch him in the playoff game?
Well, not only that, but
he got his ass kicked.
And, Chase, no offense, you're not the most athletic guy I know, but you could have beaten Chattanooga and Kent State as quarterback of the Vols.
Sure. And, he had some big wins. I'm not taking that away from him. I just – he was anointed. This is the problem. Now you got me going.
Get it.
Vols fans, I love you. I want Tennessee to do well. I like the program. But y'all anoint people. You anoint people way before you need to anoint people, and then you set yourself up for disappointment. And you just let it play out. Like, look, Nico could go win the Heisman this year. And if he does, I'll be the first person to sit here and go, congratulations, young man, that's great. And then he'll be one of the top picks in the draft, and – everybody will be excited about that. But it's like, don't – and it's not just Vols fans. A lot of fan bases do this. Don't anoint a guy before he's ready for it. Just let it play out. Like Arch Manning, everybody's anointing him, saying he's going to be like his uncles and his grandfather. We don't know that.
It's so unfair.
He might not be. Yeah, it's unfair to him. It's unfair to the player. So I just, you know, that's our risk.
It is. So you feel better about God, man. You should do that.
Mike and Las Casas, what talking about older ladies,
yeah.
says, cougar is the word you're looking for.
All right, so I go on and say cougars. Right? And then it's like, you sexist, you know what?
Right, yeah.
So now I don't know what to say.
I don't know.
Seasoned? Elderly? Older good. Than me?
She now says, good grief, you two. I opened a bag of worms. So funny. I'm not mad. I love Joe.
So I don't know what to say for all that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hear what he said? The security guard here?
No.
We can't repeat that. We like our jobs.
By the way, she also texts me that she's listening to the show, and the dog is running through the house looking for me because he keeps hearing my voice and doesn't understand why I'm not there.
Because
so.
You're too busy. Can you read that on air?
No.
Yeah. That's right. We can't call the sweet lady by an acronym. Well, no, we can't do that.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. Real quick, Eric wants to weigh in on the Titans and has a comment for Joe. This should be good. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. Something, all seriousness, Joe, I don't want this to be a downer to you or anything like that, but a good friend of yours and mine had to be rushed to the hospital Sunday night. He's at home now, resting comfortably, but skinny to the mailman.
Oh man. Well, we hope he's doing well.
He's at home resting comfortably, but he gave me permission to call you. I mean, he'll probably tell you the details, so I'm not going to get into the details. But he, of course, joked with me. He said, well, he came home, then he watched Vanderbilt last night, and he said he almost went back because of their play. That was from him, not from me. So, you know.
Well, Kenny, we're thinking about you. Thank you, Eric.
But he will probably tell you the details because, I knew about it this week, but I didn't call, talk to anybody about it because I let him do that because it tell you all the details and stuff. But as far as the Titans, and I guess you've also heard the rumors, somebody said the rumor that they were thinking about signing Cooper Kupp. Had you heard that?
No, there's nothing to that.
I don't know. I mean, I think that people say they should, but I don't see it. I think they're showing you what they're doing.
Yeah, Eric, Cooper's brother tweeted out last night that he's going to stay on the West. His brother's first name's Paper and said he's going to stay on the West Coast.
But in all seriousness, I think if he goes anywhere, it'll probably be to Seattle since they traded DK Metcalf and also cut their other wide receivers. So I think that's where he'll probably go, with Seattle. If I'm Seattle, that's who I'll reach out to, but we'll see what happens. Guys, I'll get off. Thumbs up, prayers up to Kenny and my man. Guys, y'all take care and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for the call,
Eric.
Thumbs
up to you, Eric.
We're definitely thinking about Kenny.
Hey, guys, I'm on the mend. Just give me a little bit. I'm having one of those pharmacy burgers today. Make myself feel better. Come down to Assembly Food Hall. Is George Plaster going to be down there today? Because I saw George at the arena yesterday. I think he's up to no good. And I see him walking around the arena. I'm like, hey, George, you up to no good? And he says, well, hold on a second, Kenny. How you feeling? And I'm like, it's personal, private. You shut your mouth.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Again, we are at Assembly Food Hall today for the SEC tournament. They got everything. Over 30 eateries and bars featuring chef-curated menus inspired by exotic cultures and local ones as well. Craft cocktails to lift your spirits, unforgettable rooftop views, and soaring live music. There really is something for everyone of all ages at Assembly Food Hall here at 5th and Broadway across from Bridgestone Arena. There is a quarterback off the market.
I know
Jared is going to be happy about this. It's Chase and Big Joe live at Assembly Food Hall, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Thursday, live at Assembly Food Hall, 5th and Broadway.
Come
by and see us as we're here for the SEC tournament, talking all things there. And all of our SEC coverage, of course, is presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by Guinness, thenewcumberland.com, Volunteer Hose and Gasket, and Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. You can weigh in on anything that we're talking about as well, and look forward to hearing that. I did see a text that we'll get to in a second, but first, there's some quarterback news. Mason Rudolph is going back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. How about that?
2-year, $8 million deal. I'm telling you, backup quarterback.
He might be the starter.
In the National Football League is the greatest job.
Oh, yeah.
So good for him. And now the Steelers wait for Mr. Rodgers, I guess, right? They don't have a quarterback.
No, I mean, right now, Mason Rudolph would be the guy, wouldn't he?
Wow, isn't that something? Watch him go start there and lead him to the Super Bowl.
That'd be hilarious. But what was funny is, like, there were certain people that were talking about him and like, you know, I'd be okay bringing him back. And it's like, why? Like, did you not watch him?
Yeah, he was pretty
bad. I mean,
bad.
He came in for Levis and did the same thing Levis did.
Yep.
Turn the ball over. I mean,
yeah.
He was a little more of a field general, but, you know, like, he came in that Miami game and the offense moved at a better pace, but he's not a starter in this league. So Mason Rudolph is gone, going back to Pittsburgh on a 2-year deal. So I'm kind of glad, because then that conversation's done.
Right. And then a little, you know, scuttlebutt is that, you know, the Falcons might try to keep Kirk Cousins, which blows my mind because they owe him so much money coming up. So,
well,
I don't understand that.
So Charles was talking about that this morning, that there's a deadline of Saturday that basically a roster bonus kicks in that would guarantee more of the money, that they're going to go ahead and move past that and guarantee the money, and then they think that's going to behoove them to try and trade him.
Okay.
I don't know if that really helps them, but we'll see. An interesting text on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. Ron says, as a Titans fan, what should I feel excited about right now about our team? As you look at the moves that they've made in free agency, you know, how do you feel
right
at this point? I look at it, I don't hate what they're doing. They're, you know, last year they spent a lot of money. They were flashy. Like, you know, they got Ridley on the big deal. I mean, he was definitely the biggest free agent signing that they made. The moves that they have made now have been necessary.
Like, yeah,
they've gotten two offensive linemen, one that's going to be their starting left tackle, you know, hopefully for the next 4 years. They got a veteran guard on the right side to really shore up the right side and to work with Bill Callahan. It's a 1-year deal with Zeitler, but I like that move. And your hope is that you're going to draft somebody that can work behind him for a year and then be ready to take that spot.
Right.
You're going to put Latham on the right side, which is probably where he should have been all along. You know, now I hate using the 8th pick on a right tackle, but it is what it is. And so you moved him over. Skoronski needs to take a big step forward in year number 3. But they're making necessary moves. They've upgraded the punter. I think
Stop
that's
it.
Good. But still, it's
Stop
important.
It.
Special teams was crap last year. You've upgraded that. You got the long snapper back. I think you've added some good pieces on the D-line. You know, some depth on the defensive line with guys that you brought in. So there are minimal moves. They're not flashy moves, but I think they're necessary moves. What that means moving forward, I don't know. I still don't think this team's going to be very good.
Oh, no, they're maybe 3 or 4 wins.
They're a ways off, but I don't know.
I think it's too simple to draft Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I think there's something working. There's something going on. They're waiting for something to make this more than what it is. Because I'm telling you, if they take Cam Ward, probably 2/3 of y'all will be like, oh, man. And I know they're not playing to win your approval. To get guys to get your approval. I just think they know what they got at number one, and they know they can get so much more. But until I hear them say, or Goodell say, Cam Ward,
yeah,
I'm out until that moment.
But my thing, you keep saying, I agree. If you can get something for that first pick, I have said it since the beginning of time that they got that pick. Trade back, get more draft assets. I don't think it's as easy this year, because this just isn't as strong of a draft, especially at the quarterback position. So
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, like, last year, had they had the number one overall pick? I mean, they could get a bounty to move back, you know, to 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You know, get a first next year and, like, a third this year. You know, they still don't have a third, and that bothers me. It bothers me they don't have a third-round pick this year. Like, I really wish they figured out a way to get a third-round pick.
They got a fourth yesterday, buddy. Didn't they get a fourth back? And then they got 2 fourth-rounders, right? I was reading last night. Am I wrong on this? First, second, no third, 2 fourths?
They do have 2 fourths, but I don't know if they got it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
The trade you're talking about. They swapped the seventh that they got for Malik Willis to Dallas and got a sixth. Okay. So they have 2 sixths.
All right, moving up. Great. Those six rounders, boy, they really come in and do a lot. They don't do anything hardly. I mean, that's six round. I like to see the six rounders who stay in the league and contribute over a 4-year period. That's why I give you. I mean, it's got to be small. But when you hit on him, you hit on him pretty good. Titans used to do that really well.
Yeah.
Like a Bosque for guys like that down in the draft, or Cortland Finnegan.
Cortland Finnegan was a seventh-round pick. Blaine Bishop was an eighth-round pick.
That's right.
Doesn't even exist anymore. Where was Eugene Amato? Like a fifth?
Something like that. They were down that way. But they evaluated
you know,
so
D-Mace
good
was a fourth.
Then.
And that's the thing. Like, you want it. You don't expect to hit on all those guys, but you need to hit on some of them.
Right.
You have to hit on your first round
picks.
I'm
not hitting on any of them.
Dr. Crane, thank you. No, you're not. Don't even say you're sorry. You're not sorry. Like,
I don't know, man. I think we need to find a team that's really desperate in the 20s for a number one pick. A team drafting from 20 to 28 that wants – I think you could steal everything from them. I don't know what team it would be that low down would need a player or need a quarterback like that. But if they're reaching out to you because, you know, Fisher told us last week, he's like, get that number one spot, everybody's calling you.
Yeah.
Everybody's – just to see.
All right. So let's do this. Let's have a little fun.
Okay.
In the next segment. I'm going to say pick 20 and lower.
Love it.
You look at the draft order. Find me a team that needs a quarterback because that's probably what you're going to have to do.
Okay. No, you just throw the teams out there. We'll go down.
And then you come up with a trade.
All right. Like it.
We'll do that. Coming up next.
Love
615-737-1025. We're live today at Assembly Food Hall for the SEC tournament. Come by and see us. There is a lot going on. We're going to have some food from the Pharmacy Burger. So looking forward to that. They're on Level 2 South here where we are. They got some things going on with the Sky Deck this weekend. Friday, James Hype will be here. Saturday, they're going to do a St. Patrick's Day party with Sam McCrary and The Mix and a DJ set from Ricky Retro. Joe will be here for that.
Yeah.
I can already tell you right now.
Rick Merritt.
So come by and see us at Assembly Food Hall. Our show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're waiting for Mr. Rogers, Aaron Rodgers, to make his decision. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's a TV-themed Thursday. We're at Assembly Food Hall today at 5th and Broadway across the street from Bridgestone Arena. Dr. Crane is back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. And, again, come by and see us. A lot of people starting to make their way in as the first game, Arkansas and Ole Miss, about an hour and a half away from tipping off to get things started again at Bridgestone Arena. Also, St. Patrick's Day weekend is this weekend. We're celebrating in East Nashville. Come out and join Adam Vingan, 102.5 The Game, at Five Points at Boston Commons for the official Nashville St. Patrick's Day Parade presented by Aer Lingus, kicking off at 10 a.m. this Saturday. Live Irish music, drink specials, and family fun all day long. And 102.5 The Game will be live on site from 9 to 11 with swag to give away and sign up for a chance to win concert tickets. So go by and see Mr. Vingan as he will be there from 9 to 11 on Saturday. All right, GM Joe Dubin.
Let's do it, man.
So we've kind of decided we're going to start, we'll look at pick 20 and go down. Because you want to, if you're the Titans, you want to move back into that area to get more draft picks.
I just think there's a team out there we're not talking about because Fisher alluded to it. Like every team from 2 to 32 is going to call the Titans and say, hey, what do we got here? And it's got me thinking that there's a team that could offer the farm for a quarterback. And I have no idea who these teams
okay.
are.
To me, from pick 20 to 32, there's one team that you could dance with.
Okay.
Pick 21, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I
think even if they get Rodgers, but
if they call and say, give me T.J. Watt and I'll flip-flop with you. Give me T.J. Watt, and I'll flip-flop with you.
Yeah, you're going to hear a dial tone.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't have to do anything. I'm the Titans. I can do whatever I want.
Sure. All right. I agree.
Okay.
I mean, that to me, I mean, the Chargers don't need a – Denver doesn't need a quarterback at 20. Chargers don't need a quarterback at 22. Packers are good. Vikings, maybe.
What are they?
They're 24, but I don't think so.
What are they? Then give me the farm. I mean, give me two defensive guys. Give me three or four draft choices. I might do it.
Okay, hear me out on this.
Okay.
If you were to try to dance with them, and they or they called you and they're like, hey, we want number one. I don't know what he is, but I want McCarthy coming back.
Oh, okay.
They're like,
all right.
We'll give you one. I want your first next year, but McCarthy's got to be a part of the trade package too. Because why not?
See, playing the game, Chaser. I like it. All right.
I'll even throw Levis in. Like, we could just do a swap.
Okay.
But like,
because they want the number one pick, and you got that pick. Right. But in their turn, I want draft choices. I want next year. I want this year.
They're not going to do it. But I mean, it's a what if.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I would want McCarthy. Houston, no. Rant. I don't think the Rams are going to give up what it would take to move up to one.
The Rams are drafting 26?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
They made the playoffs.
Okay.
Ravens, no. Lions, no. Commanders, no. Bills, Chiefs, Eagles.
All right, give me 15 to 20. Give me that one instead.
Atlanta at 15, no. Nope. Arizona at 16, doubtful?
Yeah, doubtful's a good one. All right.
Would you take Kyler?
No. No, because I don't have a stepladder.
Yeah, okay. Cincinnati, no. 17. Seattle, maybe. They did just sign Sam Darnold, though. But doubtful.
Yeah.
Tampa, probably not.
No.
And then Denver.
So all those teams in common have quarterbacks.
Correct.
That are good.
So your dance partners beyond that, Indy's at 14. Maybe. I'd say that's a maybe. If they really like Cam Ward, that's a maybe.
Let me ask, go back to the Rams for a second.
All right.
I know they got Stafford coming back. But, I mean, there's some good young talent at Rams team that you could take. Because they'd want number one.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, all right, I'll flip with you, but here's who I want. I want two guys on defense who start immediately. We get Stafford, and I want your draft choice number one this year. Do they have number one next year? Because, hell, they gave the farm out for everything.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I actually think the Rams are in a pretty good position right now.
Okay.
Like, I actually think that's a pretty good team. So I don't think – I don't think they would even call.
The Vikings go. Can you imagine if this Viking thing plays out?
Now, the Viking thing would be interesting.
We would roll that promo for now into perpetuity.
Like, you got to give me J.J. McCarthy coming
back.
Not that I believe in him necessarily, but, like, who knows? Let's see. Other potential teams. Indy, maybe. Miami, no. Dallas, no. 49ers. Do you think they're sold on Purdy?
He's been pretty good the last couple of years.
Because the other day I said they're blowing it up, and people said, I don't know if I go that far. And they're not blowing it up, but they're moving some key pieces out to get younger. So I think they might be taking a couple steps back to take steps forward, but is Purdy the guy? The biggest thing with them, and by the way, they just signed Mac Jones because Mac Jones wanted to play for Kyle Shanahan and work with Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
Is he the next one that we're talking about of
Could
a
be.
Reclamation project?
I'd skip on him.
But the thing on the 49ers is they've built these great teams and they've had a good quarterback that could get them to the Super Bowl, but they haven't had a great quarterback to win them the Super Bowl.
Fair.
So I don't know. Bears, no. Saints at 9. Now you're having a conversation.
Again, I want two guys on defense who are going to start immediately.
Do you want Carr coming back?
Carr would be not bad coming back. Give me your number one this year, number one next year, because they're going to pick high next year.
Yep.
And give me that and throw me a fourth and a
third.
Sixth round.
You need a third.
Yeah,
get your third.
All right.
You got to get your third this year.
Yeah.
All right. If a New Orleans number calls, I'll answer. I'm willing to talk.
And if New Orleans was smart, they get Shedeur Sanders.
He might drop to ninth.
You bring the – no, they're going to go to one.
Well, right.
Yeah. But I mean, you're going to bring the show to town, man. And I'm all about Shedeur coming to New Orleans. I'm a closet Saints fan. Liked him since Dicka got hired in 97. Hated Aaron Jones, their quarterback. Left when Breeze got there, which was stupid on my part. But I think it's a cool town. It's a cool team, and I'd love to see Shedeur Sanders
Aaron
there.
Aaron
Brooks. I'm sorry.
Aaron
Brooks. My bad, man.
Panthers, no. Jets, probably.
Where are they picking?
Seventh. I mean, but they just signed
Justin Fields.
I mean, I think the Giants and the Raiders are probably your best bet. And then maybe the Saints at nine.
But well, Raiders got their guy, but do they want to get Travis Hunter? I don't know. I just think somebody's going to make an offer.
Raiders
the Titans.
Got their guy.
Yeah, Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, true.
But I just think somebody's going to make a Titans an offer so good that they're going to be like, okay, hold on. Just because of what Jeff Fisher told us last week. Because there's going to be so many possibilities being thrown out there to say, what about – it's like going to buy a car, right? You go buy a car, and the guy's like, hey, you look at a Corvette, and the guy says, what if I get you in this car today, zero down, $200 a month? Would you take it? You're like, well, hell yeah. You're like, I'm not saying I could, but if I could. You know, what good in hell you're not getting that car, but still.
Nick and Franklin said, just take Cam Ward and relax, guys.
But that's no fun.
I mean, look, we got to get two more months out of this.
So right. Every day.
So there you go. That's GM Joe Dubin.
The show.
Does that mean, now that you're GM, does that mean, like, I got to put you with Jared one day?
You could, yeah.
I
wouldn't mind
you.
That. He's already got a Joe that he beats up on. He doesn't need another Joe.
That's true. He has that. We're again at Assembly Food Hall today. Come by and see us. Adam is in the on deck circle getting ready to rock and roll with DVD. So he will be here. Jared will be here for Stillman and Company as well. A lot of people making their way in, getting something to eat before they head to Bridgestone Arena. Assembly Food Hall. Come and see us. You'll find a lot of everything. Over 30 eateries and bars featuring chef curated menus inspired by exotic cultures and local ones. A lot of local ones. Craft cocktails to lift your spirits, unforgettable rooftop views, and soaring live music. There really is something for everyone of all ages at Assembly Food Hall. So come by and see us if you're on the way to the SEC tournament. We'll come back with What Day Is It and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hey, do you want to win tickets to a Preds game? Be listening to Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning. For Preds Pick to Click, all I have to do is guess a Preds goal scorer. And if they put the puck in the back of the net, you win. Just listen tomorrow morning for the cue to call from Robbie and Rexro. Chase and Big Joe, we're live today at Assembly Food Hall just across the street from Bridgestone Arena at 5th and Broadway. Come by and say hello. DVD will be coming up next. A lot of people making their way in, getting ready to go to the SEC tournament. See a lot of blue, Joe.
What, you expect anything else?
No.
Yeah.
No, blue is a very dominant color.
Yeah.
There we go. Was your cue. Good job.
That's why when all the businesses downtown are like, who are you rooting for? Like Kentucky, because they stay in town for 4 or 5 days and everything else.
Oh, yeah. So they will, and they're the late game tonight. So, I mean, they got a while before they'll be hitting the court. But SEC going on, Vanderbilt losing last night or yesterday afternoon. So they are done. Tennessee will play tomorrow.
Right.
In the SEC tournament. And all of our coverage is presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by Guinness, thenewcumberland.com. Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Sloan's Motorcycle ATV.
Get it done. By the way, my man here in the Kentucky is using the chopsticks to perfection. Do you know how to use chopsticks?
Barely. I can get by. But, like, it's a quick, like, I have to pick up my food, and, like, it's got to be 3 seconds, otherwise I'm dropping.
Well, he's working like a maestro over there. Look, that's why God gave us forks. I mean, I wish I could do what you're doing, but the guy next to you, is that Dad next to you here, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Dad's using the fork, which is fine, I think, but the chopsticks.
Yeah,
no, man.
Yeah.
Proud of you, buddy.
I'm with you on that. With that, Dr. Crane, let's get to What Day Is It and celebrity birthdays. It is brought to you by our friends at Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First and last, we have Donald Duck Day. That is today. How about that?
Nice. Okay.
Let's see. Earmuff Day. So I guess we kind of wear earmuffs in a roundabout way. You got the headphones. Canine Veterans
Dog
Day.
You have to put your earmuffs on sometimes,
right?
Yeah, can't listen to all the stuff. Can't do that.
It's okay.
Let's see, Canine Veterans Day is today, so shout out to the dogs. Ken Day, Barbie and Ken. So Ken Day is today.
Okay.
National
You're
Chicken.
Kenny the Mailman?
Yes, Kenny the Mailman.
You're
as well.
Knuff.
National Chicken Noodle Soup Day is today. I like chicken noodle nice. Soup. It's pretty delicious. National Coconut Tort
do.
Day. You guys like coconut tort?
I like torts.
All right.
Like John Tortorella? I like John Tortorella. He's cool.
I like tortellini.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's also good.
National Dermatologist Day. Shout out to the dermatologist.
Amen on that, man.
Yeah, keep your skin nice and refreshed. National right. Ginger Ale Day. So if you've got some ginger ale, drink it. National yep. Good Samaritan Day. Be a good person. National Jewel Day. National
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. Don't do that. That's bad luck.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
National Riesling Day, so the Riesling you drink, a little wine action. Popcorn Lovers Day, you like popcorn, eat that. And
Hang on. Time out.
Sure.
You know what a Riesling is, but you didn't know Zinfandel?
No, I didn't.
Zinfandel,
yeah.
As you called it?
Yep.
But you know Riesling?
I do.
Does mom drink Riesling?
Not really. Time and time, maybe some, but mainly it's
okay.
All red wine. All
right. Okay.
What is does Nani have a little sip of the red wine?
Oh, it's every other day.
That's an Italian thing.
Yeah. Or is she more champipple?
No champagne. No. All that white okay. wine stuff's more for desserts and so forth, you know. That's kind of where that's at, but that's neither right. here nor there. But to wrap it up, we have World Kidney Day.
Okay.
World Kidney Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in your back.
All right.
Yeah.
Chase almost lost his in Vegas back in 2015. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday, the great actor William H. Macy.
Oh, yes.
He's a great pilot in Air Force One.
He is.
Phenomenal pilot. Loved him. Landed the plane.
Okay. I'm going to say he's 74.
83.
75. Chase on the board. The fantastic actress Dana Delaney. How old is she? She was also in Tombstone. She married Wyatt Earp.
Yeah. 58.
62.
69.
Nice.
The actress Annabeth Gish. She was in Mystic Pizza with Julia Roberts back in the day.
61.
65.
54. Rapper and actor Common.
58. 43.
Actor Emil, he's a guy. Emil Hirsch. You see his face here. He was in that movie with Mark Wahlberg, and they were soldiers in Afghanistan.
That's right. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Adam. 48.
52. 40. Oh. He's not related to Judd Hirsch. All right, singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka.
What did he write?
He wrote, with laughter in the rain, holding hands in the rain. Laughter.
64.
65.
86.
Okay.
Bass player Adam Clayton of
U2.
74.
65. Dang, come on.
We're bad today.
Rapper Cujo of the Goody Mob.
50.
He is 53. Chase up 2-0.
Boom.
A guy we saw yesterday at the tournament, Tristan Thompson, was in town.
Was he there yesterday?
He was there with Darius Garland.
34
exactly. We're tied at 2. Charo. Charo, the great actress. That's her call sign.
74
dead on. 4-2, chicks. All right, sports birthdays. Mariano Duncan.
Who?
Mariano Duncan. Baseball player.
57.
58.
62. Will Clark, great first baseman from Mississippi State.
34.
61.
61 exactly.
Nice. Okay.
4-4. I like this. Former Bear receiver, USC player, Curtis Conway. I think he's married to Muhammad Ali's daughter.
60.
57.
50 FOA. Three left. Johan Santana.
The pitcher?
I don't know. Yeah, the pitcher. Yes, the pitcher.
45.
48.
46. Chase is up 5-4. We have two of the best birthdays left. P.K. Subban.
Subby.
How old is P.K. Subban today?
Okay. We're not that far apart. 36.
35.
36 exactly.
That's what I thought.
Chase is up 7-4. Our final birthday, and I hope he has a terrible birthday, Trent Dilfer. Y'all all know my disdain for that man.
I do not like Trent Dilfer. 50.
56.
It's a push. 53. Chase wins 7-4. Well done.
That is going to do it in Celebrity Birthdays presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Hey, as we close every show, we want to let the guys out there, we always tell you, if you're struggling, you need to talk to somebody, dial or text 98, call or text 988 on your cell phone. Somebody's always there to talk to you. It is a beautiful day. We talk about journeys all the time, and your journey, although right now might be rough, it's still a beautiful journey because it's your journey, and we need you here. If something happened to you, we'd be so lost without you. That's why we love you. Know that, and know more importantly than anything else in the world, God loves you.
Appreciate Assembly Food Hall for having us today. We're going to be giving away $50 hall passes. So come by and see us. Sign up to do that. On the way out, caller number 3 and 4, 615-737-1025. You'll win a pair of tickets to the St. Patty's party at Cannery Hall on Sunday, March 16th. Plus, you're qualified to upgrade to VIP tickets. Caller number 3, 615-737-1025. DVD coming up next.